All right, good talk. Last week we finished Sif Hei, the din of Gvir, din of Shuma, that he could mun from Metaltel and Karka. Tonight we're starting with a whole new inyan. I mean, it's still Hilchos Gneva, but we're focusing on a whole different thing. The rest of the simin focus on a totally something different about someone aiding and abetting a ganav, stealing together with a ganav, shnayim shagonvu. How do we get that second person? The ganav is easy to be mechayiv. The shal is, can we be mechayiv that second person as well for whatever he did? And we're going to see tonight that if you have somebody who's a ganav and you help out that ganav, you help the escape, not just the escape, but you have the chayfet, you help him schlep the chayfet, the ganav away, you might be chayiv for numerous reasons. One, we have to down, are you chayiv mitam geneva? Because you said you're also a ganav, you're also stealing it away from the bialim. The second we have to dan, are you chayv midin hashavas aveda? Because second, the chayvitz aganav comes into your rishus, you have it. Now you become automatically a shema aveda on the item, and by not giving it back to the owner, you might be chayv midin pshia on shema aveda. And then there's a third way to get you, and that's a nesivis mit Hashem. It's called Shibudu Drav Nosen. I will have to explain when we get to the Nesivas. But at least, fundamentally, every single Sif now, Sif Vav, Sif Zayin, Sif Ches, we're going to have to down at least those two in Yonim. Are you a Ganif? You, the helper, are you a Ganif? And B, even if you're not a Ganif, are you Chayv at least Midin Hashavas Aveda, Shemer Aveda, because you became automatically a Shemer, and now you better return it to the Bailam. It's very Yisoidistic, very Geshmak. Just you have to take case by case. Stories are also gishmak. And let's play it out. Let's go. Siv Vav. This Siv Vav and Siv Zayin together is a Tshuvas Harash. The story was the Mechaber like took out part of the gishmak of the story. Obviously he's a halacha sefer. But the story was that, let's call him Avram. Avram had a wife called Sarah. Okay, and Sarah apparently for some reason felt that she had tainus on her husband, so she decided she's going to steal money from her husband. So she was on the second story window, she took his chveitzim, threw it out the window, and now it's in the backyard, now it's in the chotzah. But that's still not enough to get it away from her husband, because eventually he's going to find it in the backyard. So she got her brother to help the escape, and her brother was down there, took the chveitzim from the backyard, and ran away with the chveitzim. So now the shail is, we know that Sarah was a ganef, she picked up the chveitzim, she did a maisag bo, threw it out the window. Question is, her brother, who helped extend the gneva by taking it from the backyard and running away, is her brother also a ganev, and could we be machayev her brother? Or maybe he's a ganev min a ganev. Good, that's also a shayla. So the Tshuva Zarosh discussed that too.
He is from her.
Not from her, he's... yeah, but the concept of, let's say, a goizov or Michael, that the second guy also takes it, then maybe that second guy can be mechayev as well. Ratz mizegov. There are many different angles here, but beside what we have to done tonight on every single sift, and the numerous cases and variables, what we have to done every time, is the second guy a ganev himself, and if he's not a ganev, mihilkes geneva to be mechayev him, let's get him because of that Shem Raveda, he got it.
She threw it
to her chutz. I'm not sure which chutz it was, but even let's say it's her husband's chutz, you have to dan, we'll have to dan that. But the ma'isa is, she already did a ma'isa geneva. She did a hagbah. Right, so now she stole it, and maybe she technically might not make a nafkamina. Was she able to do it herself? Could she gone down the flight of steps, taken it herself, and just her brother aided her and abetted her? But bama, she could have feared ice herself and brought it to a hideout somewhere. But her brother did that for her. Or no, it will be an afkamida maybe if she couldn't have done it and she needed her brother to help her. But we have to done is he a ganev? And if not, is he chayv al shem
raveda? Where does the professional fence come into this?
The professional fence? What do you mean?
A fence is somebody that takes articles from Ganovim and enables them to...
To sell them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a halakha later on. A chaylik manganov, you sell or you buy from a ganov, something else. Here we're talking about the maisa gneva. There was a team here doing the gneva, and the shayla is, can we get that second guy? So let's start. Let's do the mechabes evolve. In And old prints, the ones that the Olam has, whatever, the Toys at first, the Vav below is supposed to be this line, the Zayin below, whatever. But Sif Vav starts, Misha Ganav. You see it? Misha Ganav, Vihigbiya HaGneva. Someone who stole, Vihigbiya HaGneva, and it's referring to this Sarah. She picked up the item and she made a Maisa Kinyin. Uba Echad, and someone came along. Grad, it was her brother who came along. Visiyeya Lahailika Misham, and he helped her take the chvetzim and run away with it. Pata zehasheni. The second person is Pata. So the Rosh paskins that this brother, this helper, is going to be Pata for the Maisa Geneva that he just did, or he helped to come about. He is Pata. Why is he Pata? Now let's get him. Let's first talk about. Let's get him mitzad Hilchas Geneva. He's a Ganav Lamaisa. Why is he Pata? Zoktesman Sivkot Yudalid. Vigbiya Geneva. It's a very important Aguda. She first made a Maisa Agbah. Pirish. Vayedei Agbah, because she was Magbiya at first, Kona, she already had a Maisa Kinin, she's already a Ganav on it. Vahaganav, and now this Ganav, this brother who helps her, Oh, sorry, I'm blowing it. She picked it up, she made Maisa Geneva. Vaganav and Sarah, now a case with Sarah. She herself had the ability to fear Oyster Geneva herself without her brother. She could have taken it from the Chatzah and brought it away wherever she wanted to store it without her brother's help. That the Chayfetz, the Chfetzim, were already considered Ganav completely without the brother's help, Memela, the brother, is not doing a Maisa Geneva.
So what happened to
Yarisha Yadmailo? She stole it. She's doing a Maisa Geneva.
My point being is, if you say Yarisha Yadmailo,
if she makes Kenyan to be Koina, she's trying to steal something from her.
But if she has no Yad to be Koina, you see that by the get Aditu Yadabon Kehechot, so then she doesn't have a Yad.
So she doesn't have a Yad to steal? Okay, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. It sounds like to me, if you're asking how you thought of it, you're trying to go against the Baal HaKayit your work. But I hear you, Shaila, would have to done it. But at least Dosh Teit, that was a Maisa Shaila, it was a Taka Nisha, and she did it. So since, what's the Rosh's reason why the second guy is Potter from Hilchas Geneva? Because since she already made a Maisa Kinin, so she's already a full-fledged Ganif, and I don't need the brother to really help her out, because she could have Firoist the Geneva herself, so a brother is not considered a Ganif. That's what the Tshuvas HaRosh says. And the smack continues with the Rosh, why don't you have a dinner of a Goizel or Michael, if someone steals and somebody eats from the Ganav or takes it from the Ganav, it's Rosh Mizegov, Rosh Mizegov, and that the Rosh says it's only if the second guy actually wants to take it for himself. So you had the Ganav, and then the second guy was taking it from the Ganav, so then it's like both of them are doing Maisa Ganavis. But here, the brother's not trying to steal it for himself or eat it for himself. The brother's just trying to help her continue with her stealing, and we don't really need the brother in the play because she really stole it completely herself before the brother. So Mamelu, you cannot get the brother for the Maisa Ganavis.
The way you told us the Maisa is that you needed him.
You didn't need him. He happened to help and get it from the Chatzah away, but she herself could have ran down the flight of steps, picked up the Chayfetz from the Chatzah, and ran away with it. Mameila, we didn't really need him, so he's not a Messiah in any which way. He's not considered a Ganav, and you're not going to get a Matsuchas Geneva.
Isn't he a
Messiah? Yeah, Tshuva he might have to do, but in the Bezdin, to be Mechayev him, he's not going to be Mechayev, he's not going to be Chayev, because he's not a Ganav. If you can't, well, what halacha you want to get him for? For Ganav, you can't get him. So Deval, he's going
to.
So I have to do tshuva. We'll have to do tshuva. Yeah, I have to do tshuva. Now, the tshuva is a rosh, even is moisiv a knate. No, it's not Shnaim Shasu, because she could have done it herself without him. She didn't need him, and she already made the Maisei Kinim, and Mela, the Geneva, is considered done before he got into the picture. Now, the true Zerosh is Maisev another Daga. Not only is it talking about HaYoyachal Loitzi as a Geneva, she could have done it herself, but even if it's a Sofik, maybe the husband would have chapped the Chfetzin before she had enough time, and it's a Sofik, or a Sofik can be Maisei Mamin. If it's a Sofik, did I need the brother's help or not? I will not be able to be Machayev the brother because I'm not sad that I didn't need the brother. The brother's not a Ganif. Mela, I can't be Machayev the brother.
But if he was help, you're admitting that you would be a Machayev.
Sorry?
If you did need his help, you're admitting you wouldn't.
Oh. So Gra happens to be, I'm going to have to revisit this. The Tshuvas Harot then goes to the next Darga, but the Sma conveniently leaves out that next Darga for a good reason, but we'll learn later tonight. But the Tshuvas Harot is Mesupik, even if we actually need the brother to fear Ois the Mechira, he's still Mesupik, maybe the brother will still be Pata. And his Svara is, you have to understand the Svara, that since the Gneva was already committed, all the brother really doing is stopping the Bailim from getting the Chayfetz back. He's stopping the Hashava. And if someone tries to stop Hashava, that's Groma, maybe Chaybedini Shemayim, maybe, but to Milchaybedini Odom, he's the Rosh is Masupik, he's Metzadeh, could be you cannot be Milchaybedini Odom, even if we needed him, because all he is a Groma. But, like I said, the Sma leaves that out, for good reason, which we'll see in Yetshem and Sif Ches. Deval, all we know is that because you did not need the brother, that's why the brother's off the hook and he's not considered a ganef. It's very important. That means that's how the Sma Paskin so far in Sif Vav. Okay? Once she picked it up.
She picked it up and put it back down again.
Well, she didn't put it back down in the house. She threw it out the window. It's now in the. Oh, what happens if it will be still in the house?
She could have stolen it. She didn't. What did you get back around the window?
Well, if she put it back down to make a hashava, then of course, and it's undone, and now, or she wants to take it tonight. So that really we have to hold off the Sif Ches. Could be that case is different, because it didn't get out of the husband's rishos. Right, could be that might be enough. Gemini, we'll have to see Sif Ches. So I'm saying the next three Sifim are sort of intertwined with a couple Tshuvas Arash and Tshuvas Mo. Two Mordechais and two Tshuvas Arash create the next three Sifim. And we have to go through each variable and what's going on and why here, there. Let's go slowly. But the Val, what we see from here is we don't need the brother's not a Ganef. So far. Now, we didn't ban B'chal yet Al Tzashavis Aveda yet. That's going to be the next Sif. Okay, let's do the next Sif. Let's flesh this out a little bit. Zok the Mechaber Sif Zayin. Reuven, Shera Shimon, Shenichnas Lebeis Levi. If Reuven sees Shimon entering Levi's house, V'gonav Chefetz Echad, I see, Reuven sees that Shimon entered Levi's house and stole the Chefetz. Now, stealing means, what do you mean he stole a chayfet? I should know that he stole it or not. But as I see that he entered somebody's house and helped himself to items, so we assume there's a chazak or komash atakas yadam harei shaloi, so we assume that it was Levi's items, it was in Levi's house. And I see Shimon is helping himself to Levi's items, taking it out of the house. That means I assume that Shimon rightfully is a ganef. Uba oisei chayfetz liyad Reuven, and Shimon gives me, Reuven, the chayfetz. What do? And I'm a good boy. I'm watching it for Shimon the Ganef. And at the end of my watching, now Shimon wants it back. Sure, no problem. And I give it back to Shimon the Ganef. Ein Levi, the owner, Yachal Loitzi Mimenu Bedin. Levi cannot be Mechayiv Mi Bedin. Because this is like a take on the case before. I'm not a Ganef. Because Shimon already stole everything. He took it, he left the rishos, and deposited by me that I safekeeping, that I should watch it. Good, so I'm watching the item. But mice, I'm not a ganev. Now what I do, I took the item, and I gave it back to the wrong guy. I gave it back to the ganev. I should have given it back to the bailam, to the nigna, not to the ganev. Still, I'm going to be pakta, because I'm not a ganev. Now, what happened to Shemar Aveda? So that we're going to see. Let's just continue. Zokta Ramah, Hagol, Vidafko, you know when? In this case, you know why Reuven is poten ganten and not even chayiv for shemer aveda? Is she Shimon yesh loy shum taina neged Levi? Because Shimon has some taina neged Levi. Why he believes that he is the rightful owner to these chfeitim? Even if you'd ask me and you ask the whole world, if it's in Levi's rishus, obviously it's Levi's, and Shimon will not be able to be meitzi mammon from him bedin. Have a chazaka, it's really Levi's. But since Shimon believes that Levi owes him this money or believes that it's rightfully his, so memela, I won't be chayef for shemer aveda. What's pshat? What's going on? So you look in the Tshuvas Rosh, he explains and he takes it out. I mean, here it's very important, we have to flesh this out. The Tshuvas Rosh says, because Ramo is very bit makatsi here, the Tshuvas Rosh says, what type of svar is this? So the Tshuvas Rosh, we have a klal in shemer aveda that I'm a chayef to watch things for you, and if I blow it, I'm chayef. If I'm peshe, I'm chayef. And the mechaber pasuk that Hashem aveda is even kashem mesacha. So if I feel if it's stolen from me, I'm going to be chayiv. I'm going to be chayiv, right? Hamashem Aveda. Zok the Tshuva Zarosh, but the Gemara says that Hashem Aveda is not mechuyv to lose money for Hashmir. Lamashal. Let's say Hashem Aveda has a job to be done, and in order for me to watch his chayvitz, I'm going to have to lose money. So I have a right to Hashem to go to Bezin and tell Bezin, if you want me to watch his chayvitz and lose money, fine, but then the Bailam is going to have to repay me, reimburse me for the money I lost. And if there's no Bezin around, then I don't have to pick up the item. I don't have to watch his item. I'm not mechuyv to lose money to be Hashem Aveda. That's a klal in Elul Metzias. It's a similar klal by Shema Chinam Hoyalei Lekanim Bereim of Amaklas. I see Arias Avim. I see things coming to ready to steal the Chayfes, and I'm a Shema Chinam on the item. So I'm not mechuyv to be Maitzim Mam. I'm supposed to protect the item as much as I can. But if I have to spend money to protect the item, I'm not mechuyv to spend the money. I'm not mechuyv to lose money to be your Shema. Dr. Chuvizaraj, Hayois Shimon, Angeret, but Hayois Shimon believes he has a taina to this chayitim, and he entrusted me with his, what do you think is going to happen if I take this chayitim and give it back to the owner? Shimon's coming and knocking my door. No, where's the chayitim I gave you, I entrusted by you? I say, Shimon, you know, I don't like it. You stole the item, I gave it back to the Baal. Shimon's going to punch me in the nose. You took my item that I think is mine and you gave it back to the owner? You blew it. I'm going to get angry at you. The Lashon HaRosh is, he's Me'uyin Olav Kol Hayoyim. What's his exact Lashon? Shimon Me'uyin Olav Kol Yomav. He's going to have a tainit on me all the time. Vim Yitvois Shimon Misha Ruvain. If Shimon will now chap from Ruvain, he'll take money from me because he has tainit on me that I ruined it for him. So he's going to steal money. He's going to take revenge against me. He's going to take money, chap the money that he chapped from Levi, well, I gave it back to him. So now he's going to chap it from me. He's going to have tainus on me that I messed him up. So if he's going to steal money from me, lo yamach zirulai, he's not going to give it back to me. I have no way to get it back from him. I'm going to have a headache on my hands. Memeila ein Ruvin chayv lahatzel mamoin Levi, but mamoinai. Ruvin is not mechuyev to risk his money to be able to do a maisa shavas aveda to Levi. Memeila I am pata, Ruvain I am pata from my shavas aveda. Chiddush of the Rosh. I mean, till now we learned in Nigmar Pashas is when I'm going to lose money. The Rosh sounds like even if it's a suffix, I'm going to lose money. I am at risk of losing money. Because Shimon's going to be fatainit against me. Because Shimon's going to be fatainit against me, that gives me a patur on my shavas aveda.
Why doesn't he just hold on to it? Don't give back to either.
And what? What, forever?
Until the lesson next year.
Oh. Way to Bezin. Let's say if we could have Bezin. So, okay, so let me flesh this out a bit, okay? And I got to agree with you. But let's, first, the Lashon HaTshuva Rosh is going to be fatayinit on me, and he's going to take money from me. It's like two things. And then he fears, I'm not mechuyev to be matzel mamon from Levi, but mamonai. Sounds like at the end of the day, the real heti is not that he's going to be fatayinit on me. If he's going to be fatayinit on me, but he won't have the yechelis to steal from me, then I'm mechuyev to give back the money. I'm mechuyev to give back the geneva to the rightful owner, to Levi. It's only because that second step, he's going to steal money from me, so I'm going to actually, it's going to hurt my bottom line. I'm going to lose, I'm going to have a hefsid from it. I'm not mechuyev to have a hefsid to be able to do Hashavas Aved. And that's how I'll have the p'tur. That's what it sounds like from the Tshuvas HaRosh. Now, if you learn like that, just to play it out, so it's really not nogeya so much whether Shimon's taina is a good taina, Shimon Angreta taina, it doesn't make a difference. This Shimon the Ganev, let's say he has such a ridiculous taina, I know why Shimon thinks he owns this money. I know why Shimon has a taina on Levi and why he thinks Levi owes him this money. And I think the guy is off the wall, I think he's crackers, I think Shimon is dead wrong and it really belongs to Levi. It doesn't make a difference, it's irrelevant. It doesn't make a difference what I think, it makes a difference what Shimon thinks. If Shimon thinks he's really for taina on Levi, and if I'm going to give back the chavitz to Levi, then he's going to be fatayin on me and be mafsid me money, then I'm not mechuyev to risk my money to save Levi's money. Memeil ad bipot. It means the p'tur here is not whether it's a good taina, not a good taina, it's irrelevant. The bottom line is if Shimon thinks he has a taina, I'm at risk and I'm not mechuyev to enter that risk.
Why is he telling you thinking that? If he's a ganav, you know, he's a professional ganav.
Shimon's not a professional.
I have to watch my thing that I stole. If you don't watch it, I'm going to take revenge.
So it sounds like, and which we're going to see Firas in the Ramah, it sounds like, maybe let's fear it like now. Avo continues in the Ramah. Im ein loy taina aleim, if Shimon has no taina on the chavitz, ragondvam, Shimon himself is moedi, he's a professional ganav and he stole them, he has no reason why these chavitzim of Levi's belong to him. Vizei yodea Ruvain, and Ruvain knows that too. And makes zirom le Shimon, if he returns him le Shimon haganav, chayv le shalom le Levi, tahavele lehoshev haved le bailam. Here will be mechuyev in Hashavas Aveda. Now it's Gneva. Gneva is not because the Gneva was already done. because that we have it from Sivav. But here he will be chayv Hashavas Aveda. Why? Now this coming from the Mordechai. So the Ramah, to answer up the two tshuvas, means the tshuvas of the Mordechai, Peshen the Maram Rattenberg, and the tshuvas of Rosh, which is the Makaba, he says this chilek, and God's Maduik like that, and the tshuvas this chilek, is that if Shimon's a professional ganav, he has no rightful taina on these items, and I give it back, I tell Shimon, tough, you're a ganav, and I don't deal with ganavim, and I'm giving it back to the Bailam. As much as Shimon's going to have a taina on me, he's probably not going to exercise and steal from me, because the Maisa, he knows he's wrong. He knows that he's not entitled to the mammon. So good, I was menehim a revach, maybe that he could have fadin today a gneva, you know, it's menehim a revach. Maybe Chalamoydi has a right to steal, it's menehim a revach, have some merubah. But Lamai says, I didn't, he knows deep down that he's wrong and he's not going to have a tain on me. Mashenkin, in the case where he thinks that he has a rightful claim to these items and I messed him up by returning it to Levi, then he's going to have a tain on me, he's going to take revenge on me and take the items from
me. Why aren't you a poshe for accepting the shmir to begin with?
What should I have done?
There was a guy comes, Shimon comes up to you, and you know he's a Meshuggah that he thinks the other guy owes him money, so don't accept the Shmira.
And how would that help anybody by not accepting the Shmira? It doesn't help anyone.
No, but by virtue of you accepting the Shmira, you know, then you become, you create a problem that you have to give it back.
But to the extent that I have the Ptur, Shemma Veda, not Nukhiv to risk the money, then I have a right to do it. I'm not a Ganav anyway, it's only a Shemma Veda. But here my Shemma Veda that I would tell you probably to accept it, because maybe you'll have a Shasa Kosha that you will be able to give it back without him having risking your money, and you won't have the Ptur of Shemma Veda.
But by accepting it?
Oh, maybe. If he needs it to carry through, maybe. Okay, so now, Lachari, that's the chilek. So now, if it's all totally what Shimon's perception is. Does Shimon think that he has a taina or he doesn't think he has a taina? Now, Kumtoy, so your taina was like this. I believe that if I'm Reuven, I have Shimon's stuff that he just stole from Levi. If instead of me giving it back to Levi or giving it back to Shimon, I could convince Shimon to go to a din Torah with Levi, then Avada, I should do that. I should be Meshachnei, that's what Yisrael pointed out. Avada, I should be Meshachnei Shimon to go to a din Torah with Levi. You think you have a taina? Maybe your taina is right, maybe not. I think rather his taina is off the wall. But good, you think you're right, go to a din Torah and settle it in a din Torah. And then Bezin will decide whatever the halacha is. And Pashtis, once Bezin gives a psak that it really belongs to Levi, Lachar, at that point, Shimon won't have tainas on me anymore. Just like in the Sefer by the Ramah, where he has no taina to it. He's a mamash haganav. He's not going to have any claim to it. I'm not going to be at risk on my money because he's going to swallow it. He's going to realize that he's a ganav. So if I get him into a bezin, I get him into a din Torah, at that point, and bezin will pass, and really belongs to Levi, then at that point, I won't have the ptur anymore of a shema aveda than on my oinis, because I'm not mechuyev to risk my money, because my money won't be at risk anymore.
But if you were sufi?
So let him go to a din Torah. Let him go.
If you were sufi, the Ramon gives two cases. You know he has a taina, or he says the other way, Babuain will taina later. He'll say, I don't know. And I accept shmir.
Right. I don't know if he has a taina or not. Yeah, but if you don't know, so you have to play it out. You have to assume it's Levi's because he stole it from Levi's rishos. Now you want to know when you want to give it back to him, so you'll have to play it out. If you don't know, you have to assume it's Levi's because the chazaka belongs to Levi, and you'll have to see. If he has a taina, then you have a ptur of shema aveda because you're not mechuyev to risk your money. If he doesn't have a taina, you'll ask him, do you have any taina? If he doesn't have a taina, then you're mechuyev to give it. But what I'm pointing out is if I have the ability, if Reuven has the ability to get Shimon to go to a din Torah and he doesn't, Lani is daiti, he's mamish chayiv, al shemer aveda. Because his hope tour all along, he's crying, is because he's going to have a hefsid moment. No hefsid moment. Get Shimon to go to a din Torah, you won't have any hefsid moment. Mamel, if you don't go to that din Torah, if you don't force him, you don't convince him to go to that din Torah, I believe that he's going to be chayiv min adin, al shemer aveda. If I have the ability to convince him, I believe, and I don't, I believe you should be chayv min adin. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, over here in Sif Yud Beis, he says, if he brings a zelok, he said, the b'chay gavn, in this case, if I have the ability to convince him to go to din Torah, if I lost and I didn't, he says, yichayv b'dinei shemayim to loy gara migrama b'nizakin. It's like gara b'nizakin. Moshe Nakinis is a cloud that if I know Edis and I'm not made. So I'm chayv b'dinei shemayim atzah grama, because I could have helped you. You could have won in the din Torah. I could have been mechayv the guy Yeshua, and then he would have been moida, and I didn't. So I'm a grama. I'm chayv b'dinei shemayim. So the Aruch HaShulchan, this is leigara from that. It's leigara. If you could get him to go to din Torah, and maybe he'll lose the din Torah, and he himself will return the item to Levi. So then leigara migrama nizakin yechayv b'dinei shemayim. Laniz daita, I think in that case, imam chayv b'dinei odom too, because if you have it, and you're ashamed of Aiden. You only Peturis Hefzid Mamen. He don't have the time of Hefzid Mamen. Get him to go to Din Torah. Unless he tiny for Dor Chashuch, the Dor Chashuch took me a case that even if he would go to Din Torah, it would still be Fatan Rami. Or, better yet, I won't have the ability to be Meshachneim to go to a Din Torah until afterwards. It means I have to first return it, and then he's wanted to go to Din Torah. I mean, let's say he's Bishumai, he's not going to go to Din Torah unless I give him back to Chayfetz. So there, I will have the Torah Shema Aveda. I got to give it back to him, otherwise it's going to be Fadainen on me. Then once I give it back to Shema, then I can convince him to go to Din Torah, and I don't, then Taka Moedet the Rosh Hashanah, and then only Chay Bedin Shemaim, not Bedin Yodim. But in the case that I can get him to go to Din Torah right away, and I don't, L'chay should be Chay Bedin Yodim as well. All right.
Shimon
has a taina on Reuven. Shimon has a taina on Levi. Memele, if I give it back to Levi, Shimon is not going to have that taina on me.
The bottom line is the taina on Reuven. That is
right, correct. That, but what causes that taina? Because Shimon believes he's a rightful owner on the Chreitzim against Levi. Memele, he'll take revenge against me.
What's he going to get? Real Ganon, and he still has tainas on Reuven.
If he'll still have tainas that my money is taka at risk, then the Chay have the same tour. And the Chanami, if you know this guy, if you're going to give it back to the rival owner, will steal money from me too. And the Chanami, you'll have this L'chayre, the same tour, and that will get you out of a Shem Ravenu. L'chayre. All right. So what you see over here is, Sanochemos, you got Siv Vav and Siv Zayin. Siv Vav takes care of why you're not a Ganav. And Siv Zayin says, oh, you want to get me out of Shem Ravenu? Then it's in the case. If Shimon will have a taina on me, and the Chanami, I'm potter Shem Ravenu because I'm not Mukhi to risk my money. If Shimon's not going to have a taina on me, then I'll be chayv out Shem Ravenu. And what you see, Agav, which is very geschmack, very sadistic here, because we discussed this last year and it was a tumult about it, and we brought a couple of rides, but here you have another ride to this. Someone is a Shomer Aveda, whether he likes it or not. A guy, when he picks up a chevetz that's lost, and he picks up to return, for sure he's a Shomer Aveda, nothing to talk about. Whatever he picks up, the chevetz tam is like, he's not thinking, just picks up, checks it out, whatever. Or better yet, he picks it up with the kavana, I am not going to return this item. But I want to steal this item. I'm going to help the ganav steal the item. Tough luck. You are a shomer aveda. By virtue of you picking up this chayfitz, I don't care if you want to steal, you don't want to, you want to return, you don't want to return, you want. It's mamish. You have the anti. You have the and the exact opposite kavana. You do not want to give it back to the bialim. You want to be mafsid the bialim. You want to help your sister be mavriach the nechasim from her husband. Still, you become a shomer aveda. By virtue of picking the chayfids up. Tough luck. You can't make cheshbonis. The second you pick something up, you become a chayfid. It's very you say, it's like I had a machlekes with somebody in the chabura last year. He was bringing rice. I brought him rice faket. And then just this week, I said, now look at this one. This is like, you know, this is mafurish now. You see that even though you want to be a ganiv, tough luck, you're still a shemer aveda. All right.
Brother of the woman is a
Shema Aveda? Right. The Rosh said that he is a Shema Aveda, and the only reason why, Dr. Rosh, the only reason why he's not Chayef Adini Shema Aveda is because his sister is going to have tainis on him his whole life, and his sister is going to steal from him and take revenge against him, and mainly he's not Mechiv to go at risk and lose his money for the husband, for his brother-in-law's money. That's what the Rosh says. Siv Zayin is the end of the tshuva of Siv Vav. It's one tshuva Zara, Siv Zayin, Vav, and Zayin. The lady would have taina. She's claiming all along her husband owes it to her from his zaynis. He hasn't taken her on vacation for so long. She deserves it, whatever it is. And now, if he goes ahead and gives it back to the brother-in-law, she's going to have tainas and she's going to be mafsid her money. Since she's going to be mafsid her money, he has a patur. That he's not mechuyv to be mafsid his own money, to save someone else's money. So therefore, he's not a shema aveda. Now, Grad, if you look in the Sma, Sivkotin Yud Ches, he sort of says, he bavons it as well, but he comes from a different thing. I don't know why he didn't use the Tshuva Sarash. He also asks, here you see in Sif Yud Ches, you see in the case of the Ramah over here, Yochai Bedini Shema Aveda. Vavapi Sheshimen Kva Higbil Agneva Votzia Vakana Bagba. Still Yochai Vat Shema Aveda. Aye, so why Obesif Shelef Nezer Potter Leshimen? Mahay Taima, why over there aren't you chayiv? So after Haino Davke Shepotrim Yimashe Seyeh Botza Osei. There in Sif, before in Sif Vav, the Mechaba was talking about that he's Potter Midin Ganef. He's not a Ganef. The brother, the second guy is not a Ganef. But you want to know why is he chayiv out Shem HaVeda? Zog Tisma, an Egen of Teretz, Ve'ache Shoyitzi Lagneva, Bo HaGanev, Ve'not Lo Miyadoi. The Ganef, she took it, ripped it out of me. She took it from me, so I couldn't help it. So therefore, I'm part out Shema Veda. I mean, he sort of, I don't know why I didn't use the truth as a Rosh's time. The truth is Rosh says because she's going to have tainis on me. But he wanted, I guess, with Stima Zatron, he wanted to say a different pshat, but he's right. But nicely, he's right in that pshat as well. That a ganav I'm not, because I'm second. She already committed the whole crime. She already committed the whole gneva. You want to get me out Shema Veda? Zazayim, get me out Shema Veda. But if she took it from me, and she overpowered me, and she took it from me, I couldn't stop it, I couldn't prevent it, so mainly you can't get me out Shema Aved either. I don't know if you hold the Shema Aved is only Kashem Bechinim, like the Ramah says, it's Masupik, and for sure, I'm not a Pesheya, and even you hold like the Machaba, I'm Kashem Mesacha, but maybe it was an Oinus, she stole, she snatched it from me. Here in our case, we're talking about, in Siv Zayin, we're talking about where I voluntarily went and returned it to this Ganev. So there, I shouldn't have returned to the Ganev, I should have returned it to the Bailam. So there you're going to get me Hashem Aveda, but if the Ganev chapped it back from me and I couldn't prevent it, and then a Kanami, I'll have a Patur Hashem Aveda for that reason also. Okay, it's another reason why I'm Patur Hashem Aveda, but the idea is that you have to dan always Ganev I'm not, because she did everything already and she can fear the Maisa herself and she doesn't need me. And the reason why I'm not Hashem Aveda, and Elam Hashem Aveda, that's totally whether or not the Ganev will have tainas on me or not. If they won't have tainas on me, then I am chayv. If they will have tainas on me, then I'll be potter.
Anybody chalak on that Chuvas Rosh?
On which one?
Remember, the Chuvas Rosh is coming out of Kiddush. Even a suffix, it's a risk of losing money.
Not right, the risk of losing money. It's brought down la halacha, and it sounds like we go with it, right?
But Hilchos Aveda, if we pass the noise, that a risk is not
enough. Oh, no, so here you see, it's a Yisaydistik Rosh, that helps out in Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, that even a risk of money is already considered a hefsid money.
But what I'm saying is, you find in Hilchos Shom Aveda, other posts.
If you would say, no, like that, I hear.
It would have
Anachanami. And Echanami Grada, you should know, Grada, I could bring you a raya in Hashavas Aveda, just now I'm thinking, that would yeshtim, that even a risk is fine. There's a nesivis, that if I have to be mekanim b'reim of a makloi, say, Ari Azev are coming, and I could fight off, and have to spend money, so the nesivis says, Israel, Shemer Aveda, maybe it's in Kuchav Ches, Shemer Aveda, I'm not mechiv to lay out the money. Why? If it's not a vade, then I'm going to be matzal the chayfetz. If I'm not convinced that by me spending money, I'll be matzal the chayfetz, so I'm not mechuyev to. Why? Because on the tzad that I don't, the bailam won't repay me. And if the bailam are not going to repay me, I'm not mechuyev to risk money even to be meshev aveda. And not only that, he has another svar, which is a similar idea, is that to the extent that I, even if let's say the bailam would pay me, but to the extent I not matzel his chayfetz, I don't have a mashkin, I'm going to have to chase him, and maybe he'll default on his chiv to me. So even that alone is already a b'tor. So you see, and the Quran, that even a suffic risk of mum and l'chay, that which Tim with his truvis harash. Okay, but I would have to double check that nesivis, but the way I come into money, that's how the Nesiva says it.
Where was his kinyan?
Where was whose kinyan? Right.
Where's his kinyan?
His kinyan also, Hagbah, Mashiach, he's running with it. He picked it up and ran with it. He took it out of the chotzen and he went. He has everything. Hagbah, Mashiach, Yad, I don't know. And this Chuvah Zarosh case you're talking about?
Yes.
Right, so he ran off with it.
If
he does make a kinyan, you can't get him. You can't get him out Shem Aved either. 100%. I'm asking. Shem Aved also needs a kinyan. Right. Good. Both. Correct. A Shem Aved, if you see an Aved and you pick it up, regardless of your kavana, once you do a Maisa kinyan, you are a Shem Aved.
If his sister made a kinyan already, where's the Aved?
That is the Aved. It's offered me by him. That's Enoch Aveda Kadam Mizel. Every gneva is an Aveda. It's offered me by them. If I, the marshal, if I see somebody who stole something, I'll din Hashavas Aveda. If I have the ability, I am mechuyev to snatch it away from the ganev and give it back to the owner. I'll tell Hashavas Aveda because I see an Aveda. Every gneva is an Aveda. If it's zogim in the fikvayda, okay, whatever the pashas of aveda. And the kanami yogi, but zogim in the fikvayda, once you chay by shavu, once you pick it up, yeah, there's a whole other dinim to it, right? So the Gemara says, if he hit it, right, he kishav, it's a machlok, it's yishen, what pshat in the Gemara is, right? But, okay, but he might have done mashita, right, he'd be kishav. And the kanami, we discussed that in the shavu aveda. And the kanami, by there too, once you chay by shavu, you might not have the ptur zakim in the fikvayda also. Okay, but bottom line is over here is, we have two dinim, gneva, and we have a din of aveda. Now, agav, I just want to mention, is that if you look in the Mordechai, this Rama is coming from the Mordechai, the Mordechai has another reason why to be Mechayiv, the second person. And he says, a Svara is since the second person helped himself to the item, was Mishtamish with the Chavitz, so he became a Shol Shalem Yadas, which is a Gazlin, and maybe we can get the second person. Now the Rama didn't bring that part down, but L'chayir, if Grada, the person who aided and abetted the Ganav, Grada used it for himself as well, then he'll be Chayiv. That's another reason. He's a Gazim because he has a Shor Shalem Yadas. The reason I'm mentioning it is because by me, I held it was a Chiddish, because Be'emes, it's Machlekes Ktsais and Nesivis, if you have a Shor Shalem Yadas from a Ganav. In Simin Lamed Dalet Sifkot and Hey, I believe it is, the Nesivis Memzon Fapashas Avada, if someone, just like there's a Gainav Menaganav, a Gainav Menaganav, whatever, so the Nesivis says that if someone is a Shalei Midas on a Dover HaGonuv, the Nesivis says that the second guy will also be Chayiv and Huchis like a Gazlin to the Bailim. And the Meshaviv Nesivis, that's Aksais, jumps on the Nesivis and says, not true. Just like Ein HaGainav HaGonuv is Chayiv Kefon, so too you cannot be Chayiv even Karen of Gzela of a Shalei Midas, unless you're being a Shor Shalem Yadas Mishus Bailim. But if you're Shor Shalem Yadas from a Ganif, you will not be Chayiv Gzela to the Bailim. And I'm just mentioning over here that the Pashtus the Mordechai, you have to mention the Mordechai, but the Pashtus the Mordechai is Faker from the Ksais. Because in the Mordechai, this very case, if the second person was Mishtamish in it, even though the first person already stole it, the Mordechai says you will get the second guy as Gzela, Shor Shalem Yadas. Agav, Amaimo Musga. Fine. Now, there's really a third way how we can get this guy, and that's a Nesivis. So far we have Ganev, not because we didn't need him, the first guy could have done it himself, but we'll get him out Shema Aveda. Zok to Nesivis, I'll get you at a third reason. Look at Nesivis if cotton bays, Geshmak and Nesivis. Nira Zok to Nesivis. Da'afilu ba'al yad Ruvain, even though Ruvain, this second guy, first got to this item, Acha Yush, even after Yish, the owners already gave up hope. It was stolen from them. They gave them. They're going to find the Ganav. They gave up. Still is Chayiv. V'after Mavur, B'simin Shemem Aleph, Sivov, which is supposed to really Shin Samach Aleph, Sivov, the gods of Anisyashu Abaylim, or Ba'akav Aklu is Pato. There's a klal that if a Ganav steals something and I go ahead and I eat it from the Ganav gives it to me, feeds me lunch, and I eat this Dava HaGonav, the halach is that if it's before Yish, then the Ratzim is Ergoiva, Ratzim is Ergoiva. But if it's Acha Yish, then once a Bailam of Miyayish, he doesn't have dinim on the Chayfetz, and he can't be Machayiv me for eating his Chayfetz, for stealing his Chayfetz, for being Mazak his Chayfetz, he can't be Machayiv me anymore. So if it's Ba'acha V'Ochle, after the person was ready Miyayish, I'm going to be Potter. So Zokten Sivis, L'Chayro, if you're going to get this guy for Shema Aved or for Gneva, once the Bailam was already Miyayish, and then the second guy came in, his L'Chayro should be Potter. Because Gnevi, you can't get him, it's already Miyayish. And Ashofas Avedi, you can't get him because he's already Miyayish. So he Lachari should be Pata. So Knesivis, it's not true. So Knesivis, I'll tell you why here it's worse. You're going to tie no Mechitesi Yi Gorach Azor Lilagan of Mila Ochlubatzmai. How could it be that by me giving it back to the Ganav is worse than if I eat it myself? So Knesivis, Gil Vishmakachap, Mikomokam Chayiv Khan, Dafilu Ba Ochloi, even over there by Ochloi, Loi Pata Rak Bepare Ashena Larishin, I Mochloi. Is the Rishonim say that over there, when the first guy stole it and he fed it to me, frak the Rishonim, why am I potter? L'chay I should be chayv al shabudu de Rav Nosson, because he gave it to me, so I should be chayv to the Ganav, because he gave me schar, he gave me food, he gave me something, so I should be chayv to the Ganav, and the Ganav is chayv to the Nignav, to the owner, so Mamel, I'll be chayv to the owner, al shabudu de Rav Nosson. And the Rishonim say he's talking about a case where I either already paid the Ganav, or he was meichel me, he fed me, he allowed me to take it from him, right? But parashenil rishon amachaloi, the beloi pare chayv me de Rav Nosson, k'mash kosav haram, which is nemuki yesev, rech perka goizol amachal. Umishumachi zok de nesivis, kishe yada shu Ganav, if I know that this chayfetz is ganav, v'nishtabed hu midrav nosen loy mahani mashapar la ganav, and now it's too late, now I can't even pay back the ganav. If when Shimon the ganav entrusted me with the item, it was, I'm now his shema, so now I owe the chayfetz back to Shimon, and Shimon owes the chayfetz to Levi, because Shimon is the ganav from Levi, so at shibuda de rav nosen, I owe Shimon, and Shimon owes Levi, therefore I owe Levi, direct. And al shibudin or nothing can be chayiv me. And the Nesivis time is better than the Mechab and the Ramah's time. Mechab and Ramah will only work koidim yish. So you can get me maybe out Zaganev Shemini, maybe out Shem Aveda. So like the Nesiv is, I'll get you better. Even the guy, the owner was already Miyayish. I'll get you out Shibud Narnasan. Because I am a Shemer of the Ganev. And the Ganev owes to the Nignav. Mela, I owe the Nignav directly at Shibud Narnasan. A Chiddush of a Nesiv is. They do not bring down Shibud Narnasan. So you could say they didn't bring Shibud Narnasan because one of the dinam Shibud Narnasan is, okay, you have to know which case of Mechaber Rambam. One of the cases is, I'm only Mechuyev to the first guy once it's established that the middle guy owes the first guy. But before it's established, I'm not Mechuyev to pay the first guy because then I'm at risk. Because what happens if he really doesn't know the first guy, then he's going to come to me and I don't have a din Shibud Narnasan. So that's what the Nesiv is through in his words, Kishayada Shu Ganav. Only if I know it's established, I know that it was Ganav from the Rishon, then I will be Mechuyev to the Rishon. Now, you still have a kasha because the Mashal, if you want to hold on to your Makshava, hold on, is that the whole Ramah we said is when Shimon has a taina, it's irrelevant if Shimon's taina is a real taina, it's a ridiculous taina, as long as Shimon thinks he has a taina, right? So you have to know, but if I know it's really stolen and it's really established, so now you have to now down on Hilchus Shibud Narnasan. Maybe Aitaka will be chayv to the Baalim Rishonim because I know it's established, it's really his, even though Shimon will have a taina. Only thing is that to the extent he has a taina, he's going to steal from me, he'll take revenge, then l'chayv maybe I'll get the Al Shibud Narnasan also because I'm not mechuyev to be mafsed Al Shibud Narnasan. Okay, we can start handling tzoras back and forth, but the bottom line is, Nesivis is mechadish, is such a thing called Shibud Narnasan. I owe the Ganav because I'm his Shema, and the Ganav owes the Baalim. The Divrei Mishpat over here, however, ignores the Nesivis. It just says the exact same case beside and says that you're potter. Because once there's Yish Yipata, because Barach of Achla, you have to Yish Yipata. You don't even entertain what happened to Shibud Narnasan. And I'll take it a step further. The Divrei Mishpat says, there's a kind of we paskin that Stam Gneva Yish Bailim. Mamela Zogdeh, that in these cases where it was Ganev, Stam Gneva Yish Bailim, by the time you got involved, you Reuven got involved, it was already after Yish, and you're going to be Pata. And you're going to have to say, Zogdeh, that the reason why over here he wasn't Miyayish is maybe he didn't know yet that it was stolen from him, or Zogdeh, that he know who stole it from him. The halacha stam gneva yish bailim, Zogdeh, the different mishra is only when I don't know who stole from me. So who am I going to take to within Torah? I don't know. I'm not going to catch this Ganav. I don't know who stole from me. Right? But if I know who stole from me and I could go after him, then I wasn't Miyayish yet. So since the husband knew that his wife stole from him, so Mameila, he wasn't Miyayish. But if we have a case of Stam Gneva Yish Bailim, so the Divrei Mishpat for Pshitas and Mameila, the second guy is going to be off the hook. Because once there's Yish, there's no Chiv, not like the Nesivis. Now, Yikshali is what's going on. So why didn't he say the Nesivis? What happened to Shibud Narnasan? So I want to suggest, and I saw others make this suggestion, not for the Divrei Mishpat, but Nesivis, I think, is a Chiddush. Shibud Narnasan is, if you owe somebody and I owe you, so then I owe that guy, right? That's Parshat. But who are you? You're a Ganev. You don't own the Chavis. You entrusted me with the Chavis and now I become your Shema? You're not the owner of this item. How am I your Shema? You want to know if I hurt you, or mazik you, or whatever, I mastered your Hashavas Gzela to the Baalim, so you have a taina on me, we'll talk about it. But that you could make me in a Hilcha Shema, that I become your Shema, and a Chavis that doesn't belong to you, that you're a Ganev on, that's a Dava Chodesh, that I did such a thing, that I'm a Shema. And if you hold that there's no such Shmira, I'm not mechuyev shmirah to you, I'm not mechuyev to give it back to you, then the whole Shibud Narnasan doesn't start off. The whole Nesivis is predicated on the fact that I become a shomer to the Ganav, and since the Ganav owes the Nignav, a male I own the Nignav directly. Okay, it's just it's a machlekes Nesivis and the Divrei Mishpat. There happens to be even further, there's a ksois in Peivav Sivkat and Dalet who holds that Bechlal there's no Shibud Narnasan, he's mechadash, there's no Shibud Narnasan by a shomer. The last guy is a shame, but there's no din Shibud Narnasan because I don't really have to have a chiv to give it back to you. I have to give it back to you because it's yours. Well, not that I have a din, a chiv to give it back. My male is no din Shibud Narnasan altogether. So if you learn like the ksois, only a loiva, I talk, I have a chiv.
No, I'm just saying, why don't say it simply, Shibud Narnasan only by
our law? Why should we only limit to Avah? Every time Reuven is chayv to Shimon, even by Mazik, by any other chayv, and we also say Shibud Narnasan. So the choice, but by Pekadin by a shame, but we don't say Shibud the Dram Nazim. So Chiddush of Daktayis. So if you learn like Daktayis, also the Nesifis is not Negeya, because it doesn't pass Shibud the Dram Nazim here. I'm a Shema, so what? Shema doesn't have the Shibud the Dram Nazim. But the Nesifis himself and the Divrei Mishpat, those two, these two, over there in Pevav argue with Daktayis and hold that by a Shema, you also have a Din Shibud the Dram Nazim. So the Mamelo, that's not going to help over here. So the Zivtak holds the Shibud the Dram Nazim, and why the Divrei Mishpat didn't have it, you have to be mine, maybe because he holds that it doesn't pass a Shema to a Ganif. Okay, but the bottom line is, Rabbi say, we have one reason to be a chayiv. Maybe if he's a ganif, we have to done. The Mechaber said he's not a ganif because we didn't need him. The second reason is al shem aved, and now we have a third reason is a nesiv is al shibud d'dam nosan. Okay, let's continue and let's flesh this out. Sifches, there's much more applications on this. Let's see it. Ruvain tava. Now this is another chuvis arash. Ruvain tava l'shimin. Ruvain, a similar story. Ruvain tava l'shimin shenichnas lechedrei, v'ganav svarav. How dare you enter my house and steal my svarim? V'tiyim rishusai, and you took them out of my rishus. V'heishiv shimin emes haya, it's true, I'm moida. You don't have no edim, but I'm moida. Sheitzeisim, it's true that I took it out of your rishus. Avokach haya maisa, I'm just telling you the story the way it was. Shebikshani krivasi kalasei, chiyadorin-law. Asked me to help her out, Laitzim, to steal from you. Ki lo yachla se'esam, she herself didn't have the ability to schlep such heavy svarim. V'lo yedati shu mihayu, and I didn't even know, are they yours, are they hers, I didn't really know. V'gam lo higbatim, and I didn't make the maisag hagbah first. Ach hi igbi osam, she's the one who was magbiyah them first and became the ganav, v'nes nosnam li, and then gave them to me. So she's the ganav first, so don't be mechayiv me for this. What's the halacha? This is the tshuva of Rosh Rabbi Yisai. What's the halacha? Shimin chayiv lachzirim. Shimin is chayiv on the ma'isa geneva that he did by stealing these svarim. Kimaloi likonis lechedri loitzi asvarim. Why did he enter someone else's house, to his house, the shver's house, her shver's house, to steal these svarim? V'nika adova shekivin l'seyeh ligzo l'chemiya. He was really trying to help his karev steal from her shver. And that which he tainis, she heig biyasim and nas nasim loy. She's the ganav because she made the ma'isa hagbah first. Mikomokain hareitayin shahaya kvedim. They were too heavy for her. V'lo yachla seisim and she couldn't carry them herself. V'kivin shulo yachla loytziyim misham im loysia havale kilu loytziyim hu. It's as if he himself was the one who stole them. V'yig beruvin mimisha yirta. Ruvin the owner could collect from who he wants. The shrek could collect either mikalosai shahaydis loytziyim beshusa. He can get him back from the kala. The chvetim of the svarim are still banned by the kala. V'mirta yig be mishim. And if he wants, he could actually munch him in for being a ganif. See, here already you have a Tshuva Zorosh who has a case, a similar case before. What happened? This Shimon helped the Kala steal. And here the Rosh is, being Mechayiv Shimon for Gneva. Now, he's not being Mechayiv Shimon for Shemer Aveda. And the reason why, so the Sma says the reason why you're not being chayv here for Shem Aveda is because Mishumachi Af Im Yeshlo Yishum Taina Lekravase Lama Gonvoy, because it's the same terz like we had in Siv Zayin, because the Kala has a Taina on the Shver promised the money, whatever it was, and Mamela she took the law into her own hands and took that money. So she has a Taina on her Shver, and if I'm going to give it back to the Shver and not give it back to the Kala, I'm at risk, she's going to now take revenge and steal my money. So Mamela Shem Aveda, I won't have a chiv, just like the Rosh said before. But I will be chayiv for being a ganav mamish. Why am I a ganav here? I, before the Rosh said, I'm not a ganav. So if you look weiter, I'm not going to go through, but the end of this is mass. I've gone yetes, is mavur, that there's a pasha de chilik. The Mechaber spells out the chilik clearly. Is that over here, she didn't have the ability to be maitziyat from the Rosh. Lo yochla lo yitziyem misham im lo siya. She didn't have the ability, if not for this fact that the Karev helped her out. Memela havale kilu yitziyem hu. It's as if he is the ganef. Bishleim before Zakta Smat, talking about where the wife had the ability to fear the gneva herself. So I'm a nobody. I came after her. She already really did the whole gneva. She did the Maisei Kinyan. And now what? What do you want from me? She really is going to fear ice. And she herself could run down to the backyard and take the chveitz and vayta. So I'm nobody. I'm just, you know, I'm helping. I'm in Mesael the day of Re'avera. But you can't get me out of gneva. Mashenkin over here, it's like Shneim two people do something together. That's how the Goyin says. If you look in the Goyin, it's if katan chav dalid, it's the zeinu yachov is zeinu yachov that the chayovim v'sheyachol lekulam. Both are going to be chayiv. If you can't fearize the Geneva and you need me, so obviously I'm also party to the crime. Maybe I couldn't have done it myself. I needed you to let me in. I needed you to pick it up, whatever it is. But together we are Shnaim Shaganvu. Zeinu Yochav, Zeinu Yochav, and maybe we can get me. That's the chilek. Before you could have done it yourself, Mamela I'm pata. Here you can do it yourself, Mamela I'm going to be chayiv. That's a pashada, you say this to Kachel, that's how the smile learns before in here. Ve'egishmak. Now,
what is this line that the Mechaber throws in?
It's clear that my kavana was.
Let's say he didn't.
Means I thought it was really hers.
You walk by somebody's house, somebody calls him, to be fair, I'm trying to get these sperm out of the house.
Right.
You know the father-in-law, you know the daughter-in-law, they get along, Michelle, Michelle, you don't know who's
sure. Right, so if Taka, you don't know, and you believe.
What's this?
No, the because if you think it's really hers, then it could be that you won't be chayav as ganav. Could be that you're not really intending to do any gneva at all. I mean, mainly you're not a ganav. It's not even a ganav b'sheike. You're not doing, think you're doing a ma'isa gneva b'chlal. Ma'sheike, you know, where you think, come on, it's very fishy. She's in her Shrez house, taking his farm. You think he wants to give it that she's supposed to be learning? She's giving a share. What's going on? She's stealing this farm.
Her husband's
from then in the Shrez house.
You know, the case that he's giving is I have to give you the Katlak Kalosa. But let's say it's his son-in-law.
Right.
So he's taking out his hustle shots.
Oh, so take Anakanami, if you're not Kivin, then you would be part of. But what? Right, but what you do see here, so what's important is, but this is the Vichta Nekudah, right, Maskim, that you're Mechavin to steal, and Mamel Yuchayv Atzgneva, you are a Ganav as well. Even if we can't get you, I'll show you my Veda, because let's say the Kala has a Taina, but we're going to get you Atzuchas Gneva because you were Meseyeh, which Shnaim Shah, also both of you end up stealing this item. That's what the Mechaba
says.
Yeah, so. So they really bavon. He said, Loidata Shumi Hoya. So the tshuva is, what do you mean Loidata Mihoya? She entered somebody else's ushos and she's taking his farm. It's pretty obvious. That's what he says. It's obvious. Nikar hadava. It doesn't mean you're moid. It's taki you are moid. You're being machesh and bezin. But with nikar hadava, you should know that it's a chazaka komasha takas yod mareu shula. You know that it's the shreds. It's his farm. And she's trying to steal this farm. And you're helping her steal. So it's naim shagondos.
We're not buying that.
Correct. We're not buying into that that excuse. Correct. So now, everything is geshmak. When you learn the mechaber amor, it's everything is geshmak. And not only that, you'll see in the next Ramah also like that. And Ramah and Sifches, hopefully we'll have time to do it. The Ramah is also mashma, such a thing that, you know, let's do it right now. Hagah. Let's hop around the Ramah because it's really one cheshman. Hagah. V'chein. Im hitmin haganev hagneva. If the ganev was matmin. A new story. Now this is a Mordechai. This is the second Mordechai. We have two Roshes and two Mordechais. Second Mordechai is, Im hitmin haganev hagneva. V'hutzer kolotzeis mini'ir. At she'enu yochel avriach hagneva. A ganev stole, buried the stuff in some hideout, but because it became known that he's the ganev, so he had to leave the city, but no one knows where the stolen goods are. And what does the ganev do? The ganev sends me an innocent shlich, no problem. Yeah, v'sholach akekak ish echad lavi lo yagneva, sends me to bring him the gneva, and you know, I'm not suspicious, no one thinks I'm the ganev, right? And what happened? And I thought I did it. I picked up the chfeitzim, the stolen goods, and I brought it to the ganev outside the city. The halach is, ha-shlich chayv l'shalem, dehu ikr ha-ganev, he is mamish de ikr ha-ganev, me'ache sheyoda shu gneva, since he knows that it's stolen goods, he shouldn't have done it, he is a ganav as well. So again, what's this case? The case is where the ganav himself didn't have the ability to fear ois the gnev. I mean, he made a maisak bar, parked at some hideout, but can't really get it out of the city. And the Mordechai explains that if I wouldn't have helped the ganav, eventually it would have been discovered, the goods, and it would have been returned to the Bailim, and therefore by me stealing it, I'm mamish the ikar ganav. It's not even Shnaim Shasu in the way. It's two different gnevs that are going on. First the ganav stole, and now that item would really be returned to the Bailim, and then I went ahead and I stole it. So like we're both ganavim. I'm a ikar ganav, it's a Shnaim Shasu, everyone, but the maise is I did a mamish a gnev because it would have been. And I knew I was doing the gnev, but meila I'm going to be chayiv. Now, here, Grado, it's different. You want to be medayik why the Mechaber said, I knew. Here, the Ainu is something else. Because if you look in the Goyin in Sifkon Chav Zayin says, what do you need over here that I knew that it was Geneva? So the Goyin, Avuloyoda, had he not known that I was doing a Geneva, and I thought that I was being Mekayim, your Shlichus, like, you tell me, oh, you know what, I'm just busy now, go take that bracelet, I need the bracelet, go take that bracelet, it's all over there, and just bring it to me. If I didn't know, then Dr. Goyin, afilu shochu b'tchila lignoi pata v'chayva mashaleh, because here we will say shlich ledvar veira. When we say ain shlich ledvar veira is when the shlich knows, so he shouldn't have done it, because divrei mishaymin, divrei rav, divrei talmud, you should listen to the Rebbeinu Shalom, not steal. But over here, where the shlich didn't know it was gneiv, and I thought I was just being kind to the shlich, I think you own the item, then the Meshaleach, namely the Ganav, would be chayv and I'd be off the hook. That's how the Goyin touches up why you needed that extra knech, the Meachash Yadoshu Gneva over here, at least in the Ramah. But the bottom line is the Ramah's case is similar to the Machaba, that the Ganav, first Ganav, couldn't fearize the Gneva himself, so he needed the second Ganav, and Melech, the second Ganav is also a Ganav. It's Mamish like the Machaba. The second Ganav, if he can't do it, so it's Shnaim Shosa, Zen Yochav, you're both Ganav, and Melech, you're both going to be chayv. Yeah, Lachaira again. If it's going to be Acher Yish, you'd be Potter, because the halacha is that if you steal after Yish, you're going to be Potter. And here you don't have Shibut the Ram Dasan. Because it came to you, depending if you became a Shema, depending at what point. But you might not even have the Nesivis here either. If you were Shema for him, then in a Chanam, like the Nesivis, then you'll get out Shibut the Ram Dasan. Yeah, I know, but if I become his Shema and the Nesivis hold that I could become a Shema to the Ganav after Yish, and since the Ganav owes to the Nigdam, I'm going to owe to the Nigdam. But it goes into Ramah Klex before. Nesiv is against the Divrei Mishwan and against the Ksais of Bechaos and no Shibudin Adnasim by Begodin. But Lechaira, everything is Geshmak here. Everything is hunky. Gevaldik, very simple. You want to know if you're a Ganev? Ventzich, if the first guy could have done it or not. You want to know if you're a Shema Aveda? Well, Ventzich, he's going to have time. You are a Shema Aveda, but Ventzich, if he's going to have time, it's on you or not. And Grad, in the case of the Ramah, why didn't the Ramah get you a Shema Aveda here? So if you look in the Nesivis, again, the Nesiva says, you can't get me out Shemir Aveda, because, again, the Ganav has a taina why he thinks he deserves the money, and Mamele, you're not going to get me out Shemir Aveda. Right? So everything falls Gishmak. Shemir Aveda is that halacha, and out Ganav, it depends if the first guy kefirais or not. But Rabbi Yisrael, I'll tell you what really is the problem. The Machaba, Ramah, Smaz, Gishmak. What the problem is the Rosh himself. Mordechai is Gishmak, everyone's Gishmak, but the Rosh himself. The Rosh, in the first tshuva, took to the next. At first he says, the wife. Remember that story? The wife stole and got her brother to help her? Well, he says, the wife could have done it herself. And even if the wife might have not been able to do it herself, it's a suffix. Still, I'm going to make a real right, so you can't get the brother. Then he says, he thinks he's mitzadeid. He's mesopic, but he's mitzadeid. He's leaning that even if she couldn't theorize the Geneva herself, what did the brother do? All the brother did, since she already was the Ganav, all the brother did was stop, prevent a Hashava. Prevented the Balaam from coming back and getting it. Preventing a Hashava is only a Grama, Dr. Rosh. So Rabbi Yisai, if the Rosh holds over there, that even if the first one couldn't fear is the Geneva, the second guy is Potter because all these is a Grama, so why did this Rosh, Sifches is also the Rosh, why did this Rosh say that the second guy is Chayev? And that's Appella. So the Sma, no problem. I have no problem why the Sma.
The first case, she did the Geneva.
She didn't threw it out the window, it's in the backyard. But she can't, let's take that side that she cannot get it out of the backyard before her husband takes it back. And her brother was standing there catching it from the window and ran off with it. So they needed that the duo to steal. So the Rosh, all the second guy, he was only a grummer being mavriachit from the Bailin. So why is this Rosh different? So the Sma have no problem because the Mordechai, the Ramah, which is Sifches, which is Mordechai, clearly holds that the second guy is a Ganev and doesn't have this like Grumma type of Sarah Lechaira. Memela, and even the Mechabel, you see, emphasizes, have a Lekilu Hiyotam because the Layachal is Esam. So you see where the Mechabel is driving. I mean, the Mechabel is conveniently ignoring that end of the Rosh, the first Rosh, that end of the Sarah, that maybe even though the first guy couldn't do it, the first lady couldn't do it, the second guy is only a Grumma. So I have no problem with Mechabel Ramah. But what do you do with the Rosh himself? So, and that I saw in the Chazanish's mashma like that. He has two terutzim, Chazanish's mashma like that, is that you're going to have to say, someone threw out a chilek all the way at the beginning of the shir, and it was Anxuz, I don't remember who it was, but you're going to have to say in the Rosh that the first case was talking about where she already threw it out of the window and out of the husband's rishus. So the Geneva was complete. The Gneva was already done, and now the Shaila is Hashava getting it back to the husband. So the husband maybe will look out the window, see it's in the backyard, he'll run down, see it's in the street, he'll run down a chapa from the street. Okay, but that's a Hashava. All I'm doing is being Mavrikan and stopping him from doing that Hashava. Like I put up a wall in front of him, and he can't run after his chavis that was stolen from him. Okay, so it's only a grandma. But this case was, is she still in the Shver's house? It's too heavy for her to carry. She picked it up, she did a Maisak bar, but it's still there. It's there. So in this case, that it's still in the house, it's Yitachin, and it's a Chiddush, but it's Yitachin, that if I go ahead and I help her now, I am a Ganif. I am also being Moitzi at Mershus Habaylim. It's not just I'm being Mavrichit and preventing a Hashava. I'm continuing to be Moitzi at Mershus Habaylim, and therefore in this case, the Rosh would hold that I'm a Ganif, even though the Rosh before holds that I'm not.
Is this the second case of the
Ramah? This case, the Mechaba and Sifches, is the second case of the Rosh.
This doesn't apply.
The Ramah's case, I tell you, if you want to say that the Mechab is going with the Rosh and wants to make this chiluk, then you have to be matrik, which is clearly not the case that the Ramah and Sifcheh is all talking about, where the Ganav was matmin somehow in the Rishus of the Nignav. It's clearly, it's Pasha's not that way. It's the Mechab and the Ramah aren't going with the chiluk, I'm telling you. I'm just trying to be miyash of the truth of the Rosh.
No, I meant that. But you have a
kashya
Ramah as well,
according
to the Rosh.
That what?
That should be a case of
Grama
too.
Lechayr, unless you say it's better because she's already gone and will zikha be returned to the Bailam. I don't know. Lechayr should be the same case. Lechayr, and Mamela, you see from the Ramah, not like that. You see from the Ramah that even though it was already out of the Rishus of the Bailam and you helped the Ganav because the Ganav couldn't do it himself, you will be chayef for Gneva. I'm just saying, in La Halacha Rabbeis, you have to remember, Avad, I'm going to be chayef. I'm just saying that in the Rosh himself, could be you'll have this chilek. And just to fearize, I know we're running out of time, but just to fearize, I told you that even in the Ramah and Sifches, why don't we get me out Shema Aveda? So the Nesiv is the Kasha and says, no, it's not a problem for Shema Aveda because, look, like we've been saying all along, this person, the Ganav, has a tain on the Nignav, and I'm going to give it back, I'm going to have a hefsed moment. The truth be told, is if you look in the Mordechai himself, you see the Mordechai says, and he's chayef for Shema Aveda too. So he doesn't say it like the Nesiva. And he spells out clearly that the Ganav had no reason why to steal, other because he's a Ganav. And he had no rightful taina claim to the item. And he says, I'll get you for Shema Aveda and I'll get you for Gneva. I'll get you for both. And I got to hold that over there, I don't understand so well the svar of the Nesiva. Is that because the Ganav has a taina, therefore I'm at risk? I'm just thinking of something balabatish. I understand before, when the Ganav gives me a chev and trusts me something with a chev is, so if I blow it and give it back to the owner, the Ganav's going to be fatined. That Isha, who gave it to her brother to watch and help her steal, and now he goes and double crosses and gives it back to the husband, that's going to be a problem there. But here, the Ganav is gone. He'll never get the chev. He's out of the city. He's not allowed into the city. The second he crosses through the border, he's going to be picked up by police. He's gone. He'll never get this Ganav. It's othered from him in theory, right? He just is the only one knows where it's hidden, and it's only a matter of time till they find that out, right? So I don't know Balabatish if he's going to be able to really have a taina on me if I give it back to the rightful owner, because it's really gone from him and he really wouldn't take revenge. So L'chayr over there, even B'chai Gamla, even if he thinks he'll have a taina, I think that there would be a din of a Shavas Aveda, and you can get me Sile to Shavas Aveda and Sile to Gneva, and that's taka what the Mordechai says. You get me out of both. You can get me, and it's not a problem. Why did Rabban need the din of Gneva? I'm going to be impassioned enough, Kavino, we'll finish with this. If I steal from the hideout, I picked up the chafid, and at the time I stole it was worth $1,000 jewelry. And by the time I brought it to the Ganav outside the city, I brought it 3 days later, gold went down and it's only worth $900. What am I chayef? If you're going to get me out, Shema Aveda, well, when did I blow the Shemir? I blew it when I went out of the city, and I should have returned it to the Bailam. Instead, I gave it into the hands of the Ganav. So I'm chayef for that moment that I gave it to the Ganav. It's only worth $900. So out Shema Aveda, I only own $900. But if I'm an Ikar Ganav, like the Ramah is stressing, well, when did I become the Ganav? When I picked it up out of the hideout, when I did that Kenyan, Hagbah, Mashiach, whatever it was. That's when I did my Maisa Gneva. So there, if it was $1,000 at that time, but the Gneva, you can get me for the whole $1,000. Need the svara that I'm a Ganav as well. But in Echanami, both are true. I'm a Ganav and I'm a Shema Aveda. All right, Rabbi, there's a lot more here. Yetzchem, next week we'll continue. Akutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732 905 3388. Thank you.